88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
I'm going to let loose and let God have his way. There are times in our life that we have to let stuff go, forgetting those things which are behind. Is there anybody in the house who's ready to let go some stuff? Who's ready to give up an old lifestyle? Ready to forget your past and all of the things that you've done in life that may not have been Christ-like? Because in letting it go, Paul understood there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Therefore, I must forget all this mess, all of this stuff, and let it go. I got to press towards the mark of spiritual holiness, of doing the will and the word of God. I have to let go of all of those shortcomings that people talk about that I once had in my life. I have to let it go. Is there anybody willing to let things go? And yuck, it may not be easy, but that is our purpose. People will continue to talk about you even when you let go of stuff in life. And it won't be easy in our life because the enemy wants you to stay away from congregations and coming together as believers. There are times, my brothers and sisters, we may cry. But that is our goal, to move forward. We may be forsaken by those that say they will be by our side. But it's my desire to press on and let go of things that so easily beset us. So I got to forget all of that stuff that's behind. Paul said, I press towards the mark of for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is this saying to us? The mark that Paul is speaking of is a mark of perfection. Jesus came into the world and lived a perfect life. Jesus came into the world to set an example for each and every one of us as believers to live according to his example, to walk and talk and teach and preach and do those things that would edify and glorify the Father. He came and was obedient to the Father's will. My brothers and sisters, God is asking us one thing, to be obedient unto him. because he has established something so much better than this stuff that we are now living in. And if we look at all of the things that are going on, we're certainly living in some troubling times. But the Lord said, keep pressing on. Keep pressing towards the mark. It's not going to be easy. It has never been designed to be easy. When Jesus came into this world, he knew all of the obstacles that were set before him, but he was obedient and he kept pressing forward because he had something that he had to accomplish according to God's purpose and plan. So Paul was pressing towards the goal that the Lord had already set up. Paul kept in mind that he had to continue to grow and continue to develop. And we, my brothers and sisters, must be the same way. We must continue to grow and we must continue to develop. Don't allow and get to the point that you become stagnant and not growing. Reach out in your Bible study. Reach out in your Sunday school. Reach out in your evangelism. Reach out in your discipleship. Reach out in your missionary work. Don't be stagnant. Reach out and press towards the goal and the purpose of your calling. For we are all called to live and to do the work that God called us to do. For each and every one of us are disciples. And because Paul said this, we ought to continue to press towards the mark. The reason some are missing the mark is because they sometimes lower the standard. We lower the standard because we don't like the high standard that God has set. So in order to do things that we want to do, we lower it down so that we can feel okay. So that we can go and party instead of coming to church. So that we can hang out in clubs. So that we can go to the casino. Am I in your neighborhood? Am I speaking to someone this evening concerning what priorities you set? Then Paul said, but I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, this requires a new birth in pressing towards the mark of the prize. It requires a new birth. A new birth at the end of the year and a new birth in the beginning of a new year. A new birth. Do you want your prize? In order to get the prize, you must be born again. Because there is a reward when you get to the finish line. Jesus said, I will reward you, I will reward them, the believers, when I return. Some of us, my brothers and sisters, will get an unusual and great reward. Some of us will get a purple heart because we got hit in the line of fire. The enemy was warring and fighting against us. Some of us will get a golden medal because we endured and we stayed committed and steadfast until the end. But whatever the reward is, we will all wear a crown. So the Lord is telling us to go and press on. To let loose and let God have his way in all of our lives. In all of our endeavors, put Christ first. My brothers and sisters, let go of stuff that will so easily beset us. Here's why. When we let go of that stuff, we are told, start looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. In the year 2021, let's remember what Jesus accomplished for us. Let's remember his life in the year 2021. Let us not forget. Let's keep remembering in the few hours ahead of us. Let's remember the completed work of Jesus at Calvary. Let's remember what his life stood for and what he did for us. Let's remember how he suffered and died so that we might have eternal life. For Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have life more abundantly. In the year 2021, don't ever give up. Don't ever wave the white flag of surrender. Don't ever abandon the ship. Just keep on trusting. Keep pressing on and let God have his way. My brothers and sisters, somebody is holding onto a burden. The Lord is saying, let it go. Somebody have a heart condition, or your heart has been broken. The Lord is saying, let it go. Somebody have an addiction, and the Lord is saying, let it go. Because one great day, we will see what the end will be. My brothers and sisters, 2020 has been a year, an unparalleled year of challenges, but we made it. A year of disagreements, a year of unprecedented racial tension, but we made it. A year of death and sickness, but we made it. A year of all types of calamities and hurricanes and fires and windstorms, but we made it. We can thank God for that because he did it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he, Jesus, washed it white as snow. Now you know. This evening, in the closure of a year, we are forgetting those things which are behind in the year 2020. The doors of the church open. If you're here tonight, my brothers and my sisters, we extend an invitation to you. We know many of you who desire to be here are not and are not, but the Lord is still speaking to your heart. If this is you at the end of this year, we extend an invitation to you to come and accept the Lord as your personal Savior. You may come as a candidate of baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come in a Christian experience. We extend that invitation to you even by the internet. Those that are reaching out, I'm reaching my hand out to you. I only ask you to reach your hand out to me and accept the Lord while the blood still runs warm in your vein. In the year 2020 that have been so difficult, accept the Lord Jesus. And if you accept the Lord Jesus, you are saved. And you will receive a reward set up in heaven. We thank you for those that are listening and those that have been a part of our end of the year service on this watch night. We thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to come before you yet again in these unusual days and times. And as always, let us close this service with a prayer. Will you pray with me? Bow your head. Lord, we thank you for the year 2020. We glorify you in the highest. Your word, Heavenly Father, has been.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love